It's The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer-Kent, and conversations like these are never easy, but they're also impossible to avoid. How do you downsize from a family home filled to the brim with fond memories and move into a smaller space that's just, well, empty, but hopefully more manageable? It's not easy, but there is help. And we invite your questions and comments throughout this conversation about downsizing. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Perhaps you've had the talk. Perhaps you've had the experience. You can also email us anytime, ideas@WPR.org. Our guest, Jean Long Mantefell, owns a professional moving service in the Fox Cities. She's a third-generation mover and created Long Senior Transitions as an extension of the business to support seniors in all aspects of moving. And Jean, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks, Lee. It's great to be here.
Your grandparents started what would become your current moving business, and you've decided to carry on your family's legacy quite literally. Why?
I love helping people. And believe it or not, in the moving business, every day we get to help people through a tough time in their life. It's one of the most stressful things you can do is move.
Absolutely. But you're not the end of the line here. As I understand, there's now a fourth generation mover in your family.
Yes, my son Mike works with me, and it's a joy to have him there.
So how much of your family is part of your business? How many family members you got going there? Everybody?
Well, we're down to Mike and I.
Okay.
just the two of us.
And how did you transition from just moving to specializing in helping moving seniors transition from family homes into more manageable spaces?
Well, when people would call the office and be looking for a mover and have questions, quite often we would get calls from someone that was absolutely in tears, mm-hmm. overwhelmed with the process. And it was generally a senior leaving their house that they had been in for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. So my office always knew that was my customer. I got dibs. I wanted to go out and help that person. And then I think it was 15 years ago, I saw an article in Good Housekeeping that they do this nationwide, help people through the transition. So I called the lady in the article. She was in Atlanta, Georgia, and she said, "Darling, they do this everywhere. You just need to learn about it." So I learned about it, and I came back from the training, and I was like, it's like my calling. I love helping people through this tough time, and it is a tough time if you're not ready.
Yeah, so I where do you even start? That's why I'm hung up on the question. It's the first question is, where do you even begin? And then what do you tell somebody who looks around at a home that is just their entire life, their entire family and memories in every nook and cranny? And how do you even begin to walk away from that, Jean?
Oh, it's not a matter of dealing with all the things in the house. If I could have my druthers for any customer, I would say, pick where you're going. Then take there what you want and then deal with the contents of the house. But people are always trying to deal with the contents of the house first. But if you're moving to a senior community, there's a living room, a bedroom, maybe two. Maybe the second bedroom is an office and a kitchen and a bathroom. So outfit those rooms with your treasures and things that are practical for that house, and stop trying to deal with the volume that's left behind. Leave that for a professional, because that's the part that people are overwhelmed with.
Not the old space, but the new space, or not the new space, but the old space is what causes the anxiety here.
Oh, absolutely. Because they're trying to get rid of the things in the basement, and they haven't been out in the basement for 5 years, 8 years. They're trying to deal with sheer volume, and none of it's moving anyway. The things in the basement are not going to your new home. So let's pick your beautiful treasures that belong in your new home and make your new home perfect. And then let the family, let the kids, let me, let professionals deal with the remaining contents.
Let the chips fall where they may. We're talking about life transitions in senior adulthood with Jean Long Mantefel, our guest, who is the founder of Long Senior Transitions in the Fox Cities, as well as the columnist for Ask Jean in the Appleton Post Crescent, which appears monthly. And we invite you to our conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Now, dealing with seniors downsizing from their family homes may be one thing, but Jean, what about the children of seniors who are looking to downsize? Do they become part of this equation as well? And how do you deal with them?
So they do become part of the equation. First of all, I hear so often parents say, well, we're just going to leave it all for our kids to deal with when we're gone, like it's a gift. it's not. So then the kids come back with, well, that's okay, Mom, we're just going to get a dumpster. I think I hear that every week.
Wow.
Every mom, we're just going to get a dumpster. The most hurtful feelings, the most hurtful words that you can say to a senior, because everything in their house has a reason and has a memory attached to it. So, kids, don't say that to your parents. When they ask you to help with clearing out the house, help. When they say the time has come for us to move, don't say, Mom, you can't sell our house. Say, Mom, how can we help? What can we do? And kids, go get your stuff. You have stuff at your parents' house still. Go get it and unburden your mother from your childhood bedroom that's still sitting there in all its glory with your trophies. And it's
go pick them up. They're yours.
Go get them.
Jean, what about a parent who is struggling to manage the space that they have and yet unwilling to walk away from so many memories and so much of their belongings?
So it all is a tough time. And so if your goal is to stay in your house, then perhaps you need a process to put in place to make your walk spaces safe, to keep you safe in your home, put up grab bars, do the things that make your home a safe place. Unfortunately, I see many seniors that say, I'm staying in this house.
Mm-hmm.
And I even hear the, they can drag me out of here, you know, with my fingers dragging on the door frame. That's the only way I'm going out. It's like, well, good to have a plan. And how cruel to your children to make them swear you'll never make me leave this house.
What does a child say to that, though? I mean, that sounds pretty obstinate, and who am I to say otherwise in bringing it up?
Yes, who are you to say otherwise? But let's have the conversation and let's be open. Let's both sides be open. Mom, we would not have you leave the house if we could help it. But if the time comes when you do need more care than we, the children, can give, be fair, you know, be open. Let's talk about it now, that don't ever make me make a promise that will torture me later if I can't keep it. Because sometimes you can't keep it.
Yeah, these are just such tough conversations. And I struggle to imagine, you know, whether or not I'd be able to stand up to them. What do you get out of this work that you've been doing for so long now, Jean, and work that you were doing before you even knew you were doing it? At the end of the day, and the move is done, and you've got a senior transitioning into a more manageable space, what's it for you?
Actually, it's every week it's a joy, because I get the letters afterwards, and pretty much every one of them says, we should have done this years ago. Because seniors, when they get to the new place and they have just the things they need and they love, they still take to their new place the surroundings that bring them joy, their special treasures, not all their treasures, but their special treasures. Their new home looks like a home and feels like their home. But they have less work. They're not exhausted. I had one gal, I told her, I said, I think after you make the transition, you'll have 25 hours more a week to do what you want. And afterwards, she was like, I do. I'm playing cards. I don't even want to go back to the old house and clean it out. I want to have fun with my new friends. It's fun. It is really fun getting people from point A to point B, but boy, that process is tough.
Gene Long Mantefell, our guest, the founder of Long Senior Transitions in the Fox Cities, and the author of the Ask Gene monthly column in the Appleton Post Crescent. And we invite you to our conversation about downsizing for seniors now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Eleni and Fort Atkinson, good morning.
Hi there.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning.
Good morning. So when I sold my house half a dozen years after my husband passed, my daughters, I have three daughters, and they came over, and I said, okay, you know, you go through, decide what you want. Two of them said half of the stuff. What did you save this for? One of them said, is that all? So, so I don't know. I was in a good place, you know, to, you know, just say goodbye. You know,
yeah.
I don't need this, and I don't, I'm not taking anything that I don't want to have in my house. So anyway, that, but I just thought that was so cute. Two of them, you know.
Was it hard, or was it the kids that was the tough part?
I thought the hard part was going to be for the kids. And of course they're all adults and homes of their own. And, but, no, I was ready, you know, and I knew it was a big two-story house, and I knew either I sell this now or in another 10, 20 years, my daughters are going to be saying, how do we get mom out of here?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, what a gift you gave them. What a gift.
Yes, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much for a cute story, Eleni. I very much appreciate the call and the perspective. And, Gene, this is a family and friends affair, right? Nobody does this alone.
Well, this can be a family and friends affair. And nobody should do this alone. How's that?
Explain.
Because sometimes, I had one customer, she said, when I told my son we were selling the house, he was furious and he wouldn't speak to me for 6 months. What do you mean you're selling our house? And so kids need to like wake up, be, you know, quit being a baby. The fact that he lived in Texas isn't her problem. I used to tell the kids if they don't want you to sell the house, they have first right to buy it. But it can be a tough time. So help your parents. Sometimes you now she, that gal just mentioned how the three daughters, all kids should be on the same wavelength. You should, as a team, be approaching it, because you don't need one saboteur that says, why are they making mom move? Mom, you should stay in the house. Making that decision is a tough decision. So be supportive. Support in every way you can. Ask what you can do to help. And if your mom has 600 bells and asks if you want any, take some. And then ask for more, because she wants them to go to someone that'll treasure them like she does. So help.
It is about help here with our guest, Gene Long Mantefell, who is Certified Relocation and Transition Specialist with the National Association of Senior Move Managers. She also writes the monthly advice column for Transitions with Gene for the Appleton Post Crescent. And she says, just be there to help. 800-642-1234. Have you had the experience of downsizing into a more manageable space, of having to leave some places where your memories reside behind? And how did you take those memories with you? Appreciate your stories here. 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and we're talking about what to do when the time comes for seniors to make that move from their beloved family home into a space that can better suit their needs as they age. Just how do you do that without feeling like you're leaving so much behind, so much of what you'd want to keep forever? For answers to that, our guest, Jean Long Mantefello, owns a professional moving service in the Fox Cities, is a third-generation mover herself. Her son's the fourth generation. She also created Long Senior Transitions just for this purpose. And we invite you to our conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We go to Michelle next in Darien. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what's your story?
So we recently, back in fall, my mom and my brother live together out in Wales, Wisconsin, and my brother is slow and she had dementia. We've known that she had early onset dementia for a while, and it came to the point where she didn't recognize who he was and he didn't know what to do, so we had to, after a few incidences, pretty much remove her from the home and get her into a memory care unit. And the only place that we could afford was a small room, but it was her own private room, but it was a nice facility. Trying to figure out what we can put in that room and what we can keep to make her feel like she's important and she can still have some of the stuff that she had from a house that she lived in for 40 years.
Yeah. Michelle, I want to thank you for sharing that story of your family, and I hope it goes to helping other families as they listen here, because Jean, you're the person to help answer this question best, and I'm sure you've come across this before. What do you fill that room with for Michelle's mom?
So Michelle, I bet you did great. It's still, what are her needs at that time? And what makes that room feel like home? So in the beginning, Lee, you said something about that it feels empty. Mm-hmm. Most of my senior apartments don't feel empty. They're over full. So it's, what does she need? First of all, she needs a chair. She needs her TV, a dresser, a bed. And then she needs, so those are the logical things. But then she also needs whatever next to that chair is what she normally has next to that chair, like an end table somewhere she can put a remote so that it feels so it feels like it normally felt. Maybe the Afghan on the back of the chair so that it feels like it customary. You want the TV across from her where it always was so that it feels normal, so that things feel, especially with memory care, you want her to still be her bed, to have the same bedspread on it. This isn't the time for kids to feel like, oh, mom, don't take that junky old bedspread. We'll buy you a new one. Take what makes it feel familiar and makes it feel like home. Put the pictures up that she loves and treasures, and make that room feel like home. And I'll bet Michelle did, because I can tell by Michelle's voice that she went into that task with a caring attitude. And how can we make mom's room feel like home?
When it comes to mementos, especially for a memory care center, are those impactful around the room?
I'll start that with my dad had Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. So we thought that they would be impactful, but they may be less impactful than you realize, because if the memory is slipping, they don't. But some things really did have a lot of meaning to him, some treasures. So, but when you're moving someone into a memory care, you want to get that room ready before they go, and you don't want them to participate in all the decisions. You want to just pick it, go set it up, and make it so that they walk in the door, they feel like they're at home. And yes, having mementos that bring comfort, but to me, it's a sensory thing also. Like I mentioned, the Afghan, the bedspread, the things that make that feel like home.
Jean Long Mantefello owns a professional moving service in the Fox Cities and created Long Senior Transitions. And we continue with your calls now at 800-642-1234. Jody in Mount Horeb, good morning.
Good morning. I appreciate this program so much. Thank you for having it on, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
So my story is, my dad was an agriculture teacher for 40 years, and he saved every paper from teaching. Seriously, he did. So sure. When we were going to move them from their farmhouse, and he had a kind of a big barn kind of thing, and he saved all of his papers. So as we were packing up the house, I went out, and my dad was looking at every single paper. It made me want to cry, and he was so sad, you know, and he was trying to decide which ones to keep. And I go, Daddy, you're not teaching anymore, so maybe we can get rid of these. Well, he just couldn't handle it. So somebody, we have six kids. One of the kids took him for a fun afternoon. My brother went and got a dumpster, loaded up everything from that barn, and took it to the dump. And you know, my dad never missed it.
Whew, that's a relief.
Yeah.
I imagine this was difficult for you, Jody. As hard as it was for your dad, it had to be, you had to feel it too.
Yeah, all of us did, because I was like, I'm a teacher. Mm. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sure. I've saved papers that I don't need anymore because they have memory. But yeah, they were moving on. They had no room. They were moving to a log cabin they built. And, you know, they didn't have room for any of that stuff.
Well, I'm glad you, your family made the decision and moved forward with your father. Thank you for the call, Jody. And Gene, we only have about a minute left, but considering Jody's call this morning and Michelle's and Elaney's, when it comes time to make that move, what's the best first move to make?
If I could have my choice, figure out where you're going to go and go. Take the items, furnish the apartment, and go, and then deal with the house. Because, like, a barn full of papers is not something you want to go through paper by paper by paper. Get out of the mayhem. Get out of, just go.
Gene, thank you so much for having this tough conversation with us this morning.
Thanks,
I very
Lee.
Much appreciate it. Gene Long-Mantefel is a certified relocation and transition specialist with the National Association of Senior Move Managers. She also writes the monthly advice column, Transitions with Gene, for the Appleton Post-Crescent. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you are listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.